Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to another Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. We have been studying in the book of Jonah, and we hope you've been following along with us. And as we look at this book, we see that Jonah had run away from God. He had got on a ship, and he had headed to try to get far away from God, but God sent a storm. And when that storm came about, the men on the ship were trying to figure out what they could do to save themselves, and then it comes to light that it's Jonah that's the problem, and he indicates that they need to pick him up and throw him into the sea. And what we read there in verse 17, Mark, is what's going to happen as they throw Jonah into the sea.
Yeah, there, Paul, we see that after they tried to get away from God and rowing even harder and the storm got even worse, that they finally did submit to God's will and throw Jonah overboard. They threw him overboard. The sea stopped its raging, verse 15 says. And in chapter 1, verse 17, we see, says, "The Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and three nights."
As we think about that, Mark, why was God sending this storm? Why were these men fearing for their life? Why was Jonah ultimately thrown overboard?
It's really interesting, Paul, when we look through here, and we've noticed and we've talked off air about some trends that we see in the book of Jonah so far. And this would challenge a lot of people's misconception today that they might have of God. Sometimes when God brings trouble into people's lives, or when trouble comes into their lives because of sin, they try to blame God, that God doesn't like me, that God's against me, and people turn against God when there's consequences in their life because of their sin. But what we notice in Jonah, and what we'll continue to notice as we go through chapter 2, is that yes, Jonah ran from God, and yes, God sent a storm. But it's important to notice that God isn't trying to destroy Jonah with this storm. God is trying to get Jonah to return to him and to be a faithful servant. And we see that storm happening. And it's not a storm where God wants to kill Jonah. Jonah convinces the men to throw him overboard. That seems to be God's will, because they throw him overboard and the storm stops. But God is not trying to drown Jonah, because we see that God appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah. And the great fish isn't coming to eat Jonah. So God's not trying to destroy Jonah. God's trying to get Jonah to repent and turn back to him. And here in a little bit in chapter 2, you're going to see Jonah giving a prayer, praying to God, from the belly of the fish, and you'll see that Jonah acknowledges that he recognizes that God wants him to return, that Jonah had ran away from God and wasn't faithful to him, and that God was doing these things in order to get Jonah to turn and come back to his holy temple, or come back to God as we look at this. And it's just a really interesting thought. People today, because of their sin and the consequences of it, they'll get mad at God and turn away from God. But yet God calls people back through discipline that we know in the Bible. And if we have the right attitude, we can come back to God and we can find God.
God gave Jonah work to do. I think, Mark, you make a great point here. The storm was to turn Jonah back. The fish was to save Jonah so that he could do the work of God. And so here God has these plans for Jonah. And even though Jonah is resistant to that, God is trying to help Jonah. He's trying to help him to do what's right.
And then you see here at the end of verse 17, the end of chapter 1, it says, "Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and three nights." And you start chapter 2, verse 1, and it says, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord." It's even an interesting point that when the fish swallowed Jonah, that God left him in the stomach of the fish for 3 days and three nights. And Jonah had time to think. And Jonah had time to realize what he had done. And Jonah had time after 3 days to realize that the fish wasn't sent to eat him, but to save him. And he'll talk about that in his prayer. You look at chapter 2 and verse 1. It says, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the stomach of the fish. And he said, 'I called out of my distress to the Lord, And he answered me. I cried for help from the depth of Sheol. You heard my voice, for you had cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the current engulfed me. All your breakers and billows passed over me. So I said, I have been expelled from your sight. Nevertheless, I will look again towards your holy temple. There's some things that we can look at here when we start. One is that no matter where we are, if we in repentance turn to God and pray to him, he can hear us no matter where we are, no matter what our situation, no matter how bad things have gotten. When we turn to God, God will be there offering help if we're willing to repent. And you see that. It says he prayed to the Lord his God from the stomach of the fish. That's a really funny place to pray to God, but God heard Jonah. As you looked here, what was Jonah talking to God about, Paul?
Well, he was talking about what had happened to him, but he says here that he cries to the Lord because of this affliction. So God's work was successful. God was successful in getting Jonah's attention. Isn't it interesting, Mark, that it took him 3 days in the fish for God to get his attention? But God gets his attention. And so in this affliction, in this situation, having gone down into the water and having sunk to the bottom of the sea, and this fish comes and takes him, we see that Jonah finally is wanting to serve God, is wanting to turn his life, and is wanting to do that. He says, you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, as you read in verse 3, and how the floods surrounded me. And so God has Jonah's attention. But it's interesting in verse 4, Mark, he makes the statement, then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. Jonah feels abandoned by God, and so he's wanting to turn back to God. He's wanting to repent and go back to God. But we see that God has not yet given up on Jonah.
Yeah, you see, when I read verse 4, it really impacts me a lot because it describes a relationship with God. That at one time, Jonah was a faithful servant to God, and he enjoyed that relationship with God. And when Jonah was sinful and ran from God and was disobedient to him, that relationship was broken, that Jonah had been expelled from God's sight, and he wanted to renew that relationship again. He says, nevertheless, I will look again towards your holy temple. That renewal. And a lot of times when we haven't obeyed the gospel yet, we're not a child of God. We haven't done what God wants us to have that relationship. And God wants that relationship with us, but we have to come to him, and we have to repent, and we have to live like he wants us to live. And all those things that we read about in the scriptures that God requires for repentance and a relationship with him. But Jonah had that relationship, and he lost it because of sin. His life was terrible, and he turns back to God, and we're going to see how that God still cares for him, and God has salvation to him, almost literally out of the belly of the whale later when we look in chapter 2.
Well, when we think about this for us today, Mark, and I'd like to bring it down to close out our study today with something that each of us can think about. God was long-suffering with Jonah. God waited for Jonah to turn his life around. And maybe it is that the reason that Jesus has not returned yet is because he's waiting for you to turn your life around. Maybe he's waiting for you, and you're not sitting in the fish's belly, but maybe he's given you time, like he gave Jonah those 3 days. And you need to turn around. You need to change your life. You need to turn to God. We'd be happy to help you to do that. Drop us an email at truth@ellettsvillechurchofchrist.com. We're so glad you've joined us today. Please join us again next time. We'll look at the rest of Jonah's prayer, and we'll find out what the scriptures have to say. And we hope that you'll do that and join us for a few more minutes of truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.